Great morning, Truth Nation. Welcome to Truth in the Morning on the award-winning 101.7 FM, The Truth. We are broadcasting live from the American Family Insurance Studio in the heart of downtown at The Avenue. I am the legendary Homer Blow, along with my girl,
Bailey Coleman. Good morning, Homer.
Great morning, Bailey. How you doing and feeling this morning?
I am doing and feeling well. Very good, Homer.
Yes.
Very good.
Long weekend.
Was it a long weekend for you?
Yeah, it was. Very long. Very long. Very long. And it really doesn't get any easier this week.
Oh.
It really doesn't get any easier.
No.
But it's what I love to do.
Yeah.
And because of doing what I love to do, as I say so often, you know, I understand that it's work. I understand when I need to take a break.
Right.
But, you know, as long as I know, oh, I'm good.
Oh,
I'm
yeah.
Good for the, I'm good.
Yeah,
I'm
absolutely.
Good, and I'd be good. If I'm not good, though,
right.
You don't know that, too. But yeah, you
right.
Know what? Yeah, I appreciate it, but yeah.
Right.
Ain't going to be able to do it.
You right. Know? I
Double
see.
Double XL Posse be like, can you do it? Not going to be able to do it. Not going to be able to do it. I'm just saying. You're going to learn today. Be like, what a day, what a day. All right, shout out to everybody on our YouTube page. While you're there, make sure you hit that like and subscribe button, a.k.a. hit that bell.
Yes.
And again, we want to say great morning. We love you. We appreciate you. Your participation means a lot.
Absolutely.
Of course, True Talk text lines are always open at 833-212-1017.
Absolutely.
833-212-1017. And if you are watching us on Facebook Live, go to our Facebook page. And you can watch us live.
Yep.
And there you can like and follow the page.
Yes.
And, yeah, you can get everything. You can get everything. So it's not just Truth in the Morning that you can get by going to our YouTube page. You can get The Truth with Sherman Hughes.
Sure.
The Lunch Break with Ray Nitti and maybe Shannon.
Yep.
You can get The Grapevine with Manon Sabir. And
uh-huh.
You can tap in with Jazz Tyler.
Tap in.
And you can watch it all, comment. You can do that on Facebook Live while we're on Facebook Live or
yes.
While we're on YouTube.
Yep.
We try to make it as convenient as possible.
Absolutely.
That part. With that being said, how was your weekend, Bailey?
Well, first of all, as we start this morning, I just want to say that today is Faithful Servant Day. That's the coffee mug.
There it is.
So y'all know. Okay, I had a great weekend, Homer.
Mm-hmm.
I met up with some friends.
Mm-hmm.
I had breakfast with some friends.
Okay.
And we got together, did our boot camp for Here for the Truth. And then, I chilled at the house the rest of that day. Then on Sunday, yesterday, I was out doing my errands, doing my me stuff.
Mm-hmm,
you know
mm-hmm,
what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I did go and have lunch with a friend. Shout out to my buddy, Mike Kelly.
Okay.
Radio music industry legend.
Mm-hmm. That part.
And from here, from right here
mm-hmm.
in Milwaukee. He's from here. He's from the mill.
That part.
So then, Homer,
mm-hmm.
I went out and, you know, I was doing my errands and I went to the grocery store. Okay, so I went to the grocery store. I'm in there enjoying myself.
Okay.
Because you know, I wasn't over here. I wasn't mm-hmm. in, I wasn't mm-hmm. on the north mm-hmm. side. I was mm-hmm. not on the north side.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
As I try to tell y'all, you know, drive a little bit.
That part.
You know.
Gotta get out and see some things.
Get out and see some stuff.
That part.
Because they be hiding stuff from you, like
that's
lower.
Right. That's
like,
right.
Homer, like lower prices. So anyway.
You found some lower prices?
Oh, yeah. Always. Okay. Always. Oh, it's always cheaper.
Well, you know, it's cheaper to keep her.
It's always less expensive.
Mm-hmm.
To not shop on the north side.
Right.
So. You know, unless you're independent business.
That part.
So, with that being said, I was out there, and all of a sudden somebody says, "Excuse me, ma'am." I was like, "Yeah, I think you probably get this a lot, but you really look look like Bailey Coleman? Has anybody ever told you that? You probably get that a lot. And I looked at her and I said, well, and she said, you are. Her name is Lisa Marie. Can you pop that photo up for me?
Okay, I'm going to have He's having a hard time.
I'll
send it another way.
I'm sorry, Lisa. We try and get your photo up.
Yeah.
Anyways, so good morning, Lisa Marie. Lisa, you know, listens to us regularly.
Okay.
And she says sometimes she hop on the YouTube.
Okay.
And watches us live there as well.
You know, we're going to try to, since he's not able to, like, import it. Uh-huh. We'll see.
Just get that close up.
Okay. Okay. So I'm gonna just do an extreme close up. I'm gonna get rid of me. and let's just,
you gotta pull your fingers in front of her face.
Yeah. I had to try to adjust. I'm trying to wait till I see it on the screen to know that we are.
So
there.
we took this selfie at the grocery store, and I think we might have been in the cereal aisle, but. She was like, you didn't lie. You're out here shopping like out here. I was like.
In Shay Shay Foo Foo land?
Yes. And she said, hey, you are Shay Shay Foo Foo, aren't you?
I'm going to try to move it up even more. I don't know if I need to move it down. There we go. There you go. Look at the screen over there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, see?
Oh, yeah.
There she is.
So we actually talked for a minute. And she is hilarious, and I just wanted to tell her. I said, I'm going to shout you out tomorrow. Let's take this selfie.
Okay.
And she was like, I ain't trying. Wait a minute. I ain't looking right. Girl, you look fine.
There you go.
And we had a great conversation. We standing there for a couple minutes. I know people was like, and she said, well, girl, I got to go get my bagel. I said, and they fresh out here, ain't they? She started laughing. She said, yeah. I said, look, the store's all stocked. It don't look like they're moving out no time soon. Exactly. I said, girl, go on, get your bagel. I'll see you later. Yeah. And she said she met you on Valentine's Day.
Okay.
And she wanted to send her regards. And she said that she loves listening to us in the morning.
Thank you so much. She's so glad we're here.
So we appreciate you. Thank you, Lisa Marie. You made my day because you know what? I was feeling a little down. But I was enjoying myself in the grocery store.
There you go. Sometimes.
Shopping therapy.
This is what we mean when we say sometimes it's the little things.
It is the little things.
You know,
things.
Some people think everything has to be on a major scale.
But for me, that was a big thing.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
It's the little things that are big to us. That's my point.
Yeah.
You know, people are like, well, I ain't have much, but I wanted to be like, it's the little things that mean more. That's what I say.
Exactly.
It means more.
I appreciate y'all coming up and saying hi. Because I know sometimes people see me in the store and don't say nothing. I know. But then there are times where a crowd gathers. So but Lisa, I wanted you to know, if y'all know Lisa Marie, I appreciate you. And thank you so much for listening. We really, really do appreciate it. I can't go all the way out there and shop if y'all didn't listen to us. My money would be. It just take a little bit more gas to get out there, but that's it.
That's it. It ain't like gas is high or anything.
No, but you know what? I gas up out that way, too, because it's a little bit. Y'all know what I'm saying.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're saying. I do, too. Scan the code. Let's go.
Okay. Well, and don't tell me you don't be out there, because I've seen you out there.
Yes.
We have been in the store.
Absolutely.
Me, you, and Mrs. Blow have been in the store at the same time, and they're shouting us out on the monitor.
Yeah. I don't hide that. You know, I talk about it. It's just that, you know, I haven't advanced moving out to Shay Shay Foo Foo world.
Well,
you know what I'm saying? So, you know. I ain't got there yet.
You and Mrs. Blow could come on out our way.
It's
warm over here.
Yeah, that I hot stuff.
Yeah, I did have that.
I'm just saying.
That helped. That I hot check. Back in the day.
Jasmine Gooden said, when I'm feeling down, I go to the hardware store.
Woo!
She said.
Because you find more men there, don't you, girl?
And Just Being Marie said, good morning. It was my pleasure meeting you, Bailey.
Aww.
Yeah.
It was my pleasure, really.
Yeah, that part.
Yeah.
That part. Yeah, yeah. You saw your picture, didn't you? Okay. So we'll come to that when we return. Let's see. We may have a few moments to capture some of the weekend, because I'll talk about it. But I guess.
So yeah, how was your weekend? I had a great weekend, but catching up with friends was key, whether on the phone or in person. Mm-hmm. That was a major part of my weekend. I totally had a wonderful weekend.
That part. And, you know, I started out on Friday DJing Crystal's 50th birthday party.
Nice.
And it was at the Hillside Resource Center.
Mm-hmm.
And, again, all of her coworkers and family and friends came out. She had an amazing time.
Wow.
So that was all good. Did that. Then had to be up and down at the Summerfest grounds for Black Arts Fest MKE at 8 a.m.
Right. You know what? I'm going to be honest with you.
At 8 a.m.
Me, Sierra, and Meech, we had talked about it.
It was raining, and I still got up.
And I told him.
I was there at 8 a.m.
I told him, brown sugar melt in the rain, so I'm not going to be able to.
You know what? I just want to let you know. You know,
ladies, am I lying? My sisters, am I lying?
You my girl, right? You my girl, right? You my girl, right? I just want y'all to understand that I was walking around with this in my pocket.
All access.
I don't know if we can get another screen close up, but this is what I had for my girl, Bailey Cole.
You had that's...
This,
down front.
This is your laminate. You could go anywhere.
I could have gone anywhere.
Yeah.
Man.
Walked
see how
into
that go?
Dave Hollister's dressing room.
I wasn't going to do
night.
That. I think he's still married, but I would have knocked outside and said, hi, Dave.
He would have most he would have did was dedicated a song. You know, he got some angry songs.
I know he got some angry songs. He got some real.
So yeah. do you want to keep your souvenir? Or?
No.
No? Okay.
Damn. I have a lot of those.
You know
I'm
what?
Not saying
I can't even be.
That was a nice stealth move writing that.
Yeah, it was. Like, we got to take care of some bills. You know what? I got some photos from my weekend.
Oh, good.
And of course, at Black Arts Fest MKE, salute to everybody on the board that even when the Summerfest grounds was like, we going to cancel it, it's going to be raining all day. And it's not supposed to slow up and this, that, and the other. You're like, we're not canceling. We're still going to do this. We're just going to move some things around. So they condensed the things to like one stage.
Or one stage.
The main
okay.
stage.
Okay.
And then they were able to utilize a room that was going to be for just the art thing. And then they were able to utilize that with Boogaloo Shrimp and all of that.
Oh, nice.
From Breaking.
Okay.
I got it. Nice. We had a great conversation.
Uh-huh.
I want to try to get him a call in from him either sometime this week or maybe next week.
Uh-huh.
He gave me all his information, but I got a picture with him as well. And the Hollywood movie panel. But we'll talk about that and more. And then, of course, the crowning of the Bronzeville Fest, the Arts and Cultural Festival, which I did yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Just outstanding. We got to take care of these bills, though, and we'll be black.
Don't touch that dial. Truth in the Morning will be right back on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 1017 The Truth on YouTube. You are listening to Truth in the Morning on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 1017 The Truth on YouTube.
Great morning. Welcome back to Truth in the Morning. I'm the legendary Homer Blow, along with my girl,
Bailey Coleman.
And also in the studio.
You know what? This is
morning.
Just one of my favorite hip hop. Oh, look.
Yeah.
Look. Baby. The baby gavels have made an appearance today.
Yep. They're here. They're here. You're going to hug each other.
Oh.
Just a hug.
Oh, that's a hug.
Yeah.
Okay.
You get what I'm saying? Yeah. Ain't gonna bump heads. He's just gonna hug. Like, how you doing this morning?
I'm doing great.
You know, that's all. Yep. That just happened. That just happened, Bailey. They got a voice.
Y'all.
They got a voice, too.
Okay.
Order in the studio, Bailey.
There's plenty of order in here. Yeah, yeah.
Don't, don't. That was supposed to be my law.
I could have used
sound.
That on the weekend, but you know.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Okay.
Stealth.
Okay. Again, going to talk about
the
Black Hearts Fest MKE. Yeah. And while I'm speaking about this, Xavier, if you're able to circulate, because some of those pictures will be from Black Hearts Fest MKE with legendary pop locker and break dancer Boogaloo Shrimp.
Oh, nice.
You know.
Okay.
You know.
Okay.
With that infamous broom dance.
Right.
In the movie Breaking.
Yeah.
And also the one that played Gravy, Jamal Woodard, that played Biggie in the Notorious film.
Yeah.
He was there. Benzino was there.
Yeah.
Shout out to Steve-O, Steven Love, Steve-O Love.
I got to say, I feel like I know Benzino, even though I never met him in my life. You know why?
Why?
Because I used to watch him on Love & Hip Hop.
Okay, okay. And that's how I be. That's how I be for like, people with radio.
Yes, I know him. Yeah,
that's
I know
how,
him.
That's how I be for people in radio.
In radio, yeah,
they may
absolutely.
Have never seen our, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
But they hear us.
Exactly.
And by, you know, listening, because there's a lot of people that
exactly.
listen.
Exactly.
They may not
Dave.
Watch.
There go
YouTube.
Gabe Hollister.
Yeah, yeah.
There go my buddy, Dave.
So,
yeah, there go what's the name, too, from the Biggie movie.
That's
yeah.
who I'm talking about.
Yeah, yeah.
yeah. Mm-hmm. Gravy played, you know.
Yeah.
Gravy, yeah.
Uh-huh.
So, and that was at Black Arts Fest MKE, of course.
Uh-huh.
And then there are pictures from... I took a. This is also Black Arts Fest. That's,
Look,
Boogaloo some, Shrimp.
There was some sunshine back there a little bit.
Yeah, because you know things started to change.
Yeah,
things started to change. So it was like,
yeah.
it was a good thing. It was a good thing.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
But there's 46 Sanders, like this rooster, and he's dressed to the nine. Like he got on his.
Uh-huh.
He got a chain.
Okay.
He got all that.
All right.
I got a video, you know, of him landing on, you know, my shoulder here.
Uh-huh.
And when I was talking, and I was like, yeah, he's this, he's that. He said, arr, arr, like, you know, he made the sound. I can't make it. I'm not a rooster. But yeah. That. So
when that happened, did you feel like the Scarecrow or the Wiz?
Oh, because I had my... No, I it didn't frighten me. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, okay,
it didn't
okay,
frighten me.
So okay.
I was like, yeah. I was like, yeah, co-sign it. You know what I'm saying? Co-sign it. But shout out to that brother who just... he's an artist
gotcha.
In his own right, right? And so
okay.
he was trying to find something that, you know, would be a little bit more creative for people. And, you know, you always see pictures of birds, beautiful birds and all of that.
Right.
So he went out to Seven Mile Fair a couple of years ago. And that's when he got the rooster.
Oh, wow.
And, yeah, then he was like, okay, it's just a rooster right now. And uh-huh. he was trying to do that. And he was like, he saw animals, you mm-hmm. know, pets with the little jackets and all kind of things. And mm-hmm. then so when it got cold... He was like, you know what? I'm going to get him some clothes.
There you go.
And so he got him some clothes, and now, he, you know, he got football shoes on. They shape like little footballs.
Oh.
It's dope. It's dope. It's
okay.
dope. But, yeah, shout out to Sanders 46 that, yeah, he was down at the Bronzeville Arts and Cultural Festival.
Okay.
Which is just a part of Bronzeville Week because they got all kind of stuff going on this week. They started out Saturday with the Harambee walk.
Okay.
And, you know, then they have things going on this week. I have to DJ one of them on Wednesday.
Okay.
From noon to four. So, yeah, I'll talk more about that. But, yes, a lot of things going on in the Bronzeville district.
So okay.
That'll be all week long. Shout out to... Alderwoman Malele A. Cogs.
Malele Cogs,
the
yes.
The whole Bronzeville cultural team. And you know, I ended up giving a tribute to Akua.
Okay.
Akua, who,
uh-huh.
you know, I know everybody, you know, misses her from being in City Hall to, and especially with Bronzeville, because she was that person
right.
for Alderwoman Malele A. Cox. Like, right. you know, some people talk about I got my people. That was her person, like,
right.
for real.
Right.
And, you know, because if you didn't see Malele, if you didn't hear or get a call right away from Malele,
mm-hmm.
you were always going to hear from Sister Akua.
Okay.
And so I ended up, you know, saying, like, look, the weather cleared up when I gave a tribute and said, you know, Sister Akua, I know you're proud of mm-hmm. what, because it was the largest attended Bronzeville Arts and Cultural Festival that we've had
nice.
Since we've been doing it.
Nice.
You know
nice.
What I mean? And I was there thanks to Alderwoman Malele A. Cox from the beginning.
Right.
So again, it goes to show like
yeah.
when I, because it was like only a block long. You get what I'm saying?
Right, exactly.
And, but it goes to show again, my dedication when I'm dedicated to something. So mm-hmm. it's like, I'm there. And, you know, so I knew that, you know, it was like, you know, we ain't really got a budget like that. But I was like, I believe in it.
Mm-hmm.
I believe in it. And, mm-hmm. and so I continued to stick with it. And they've continued to stick with me
mm-hmm.
Being at the main stage and,
mm-hmm.
and doing what I do.
So, very good.
So that was a great time. The sun came out when I gave that tribute. And I said, I know that she's looking down, just proud of, there you go. Keep
mm-hmm.
it going. That will continue another part of her legacy.
There you go.
She was proud of that. She was proud of it. So then, that went well. We had Joe Jordan live as the headliner on the main stage. But we had a lot of great acts on the main stage.
Okay.
Bronzeville. Okay. But Dave Hollister done a phenomenal job. The Lattimore Brothers done a phenomenal job. The Michael Jackson, the Blue City Soul.
How did the Michael Jackson tribute they, go?
Yeah, that went excellent.
Oh,
that
good.
Went excellent. The one, and I ended up being on the main stage because, you know, they condensed everything.
Right.
So shout out to Core DJ and record breaker Infotech, who was on the main
DJ
stage.
DJ Infotech.
Well. Yeah. And
shout out to Infotech.
And then Core DJ, Mr. Martin, came and took over when it was time for the Steppers. The
okay.
Divine Nine party.
Okay.
So, yeah, it was great. But I was, you know, in DJing in the interim of that, and before the Lattimore Brothers came out, before Dave Hollister came out. So, if you see videos, 9 times out of 10, you're gonna see my blowradio.com table
okay.
and
All
me
right.
sitting there like.
Okay.
So, but it was a great time. It was a great time. So shout out to everybody who came out. And that just shows you that we can get together,
yep.
like when we
Absolutely.
Add in the Granville Bid
yeah.
Blues Festival.
Absolutely.
And no violence, like thousands of people.
Yeah.
And it went smooth.
Yeah.
Black Arts Fest MKE, of course, the rain hampered the attendance, but it didn't hamper the spirits, if you get where I'm going.
I get
so
you.
So it hampered the attendance. But it didn't hamper the spirits.
Right.
So everybody there were, you know, enjoying themselves. And shout out to Michelle Pitts, Luckett Pitts, for putting on and sponsoring the peace sign.
Right.
You know, signed up.
Right.
The peace pledge.
The peace pledge.
And also the gospel stage where we were finally able to open up like probably like after 5:30.
Okay.
Because the rain
right.
finally kind of settled down.
So, yeah.
And
yeah.
gave us a break. But it wasn't giving no break before. It,
right.
It was coming down.
Yeah.
So, but
well, I know they canceled the UNCF walk
yeah,
run.
Yeah. I ended
yeah.
up seeing that they did that. Yes, because it was raining.
It was raining real good.
And it wasn't stopping.
No, you know? It was not.
And ain't no reason to tear somebody's ACL.
Man.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay. All right.
Oops.
Exactly.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
Yeah, yeah so. Exactly.
So it was a great call.
Yeah.
And we support, of course, UNCF.
Yeah.
United Negro College Fund.
Yes.
Yeah. So that was all that was going on this weekend.
Yeah.
So it was a great
yep.
time. But there are some other things that was going on. You know, oh, another positive thing, former Bucks Larry Sanders.
Yeah.
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 So
we'll talk about that
and more. And about that 911 where the two people got, you know, laid off or, well, they get paid. They
yeah,
don't leave.
They're paid leave.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But an anonymous person
right.
has came out to say something.
Wow. We're going to learn today.
Truth in the Morning on the award-winning 101.7 FM, The Truth. I'm the legendary home blow along with a girl.
Bailey Coleman.
We'll be black.
Truth in the Morning returns after this on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube. You are listening to Truth in the Morning on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube.
Milwaukee, mark your calendars. Join us for Truth Family Fest on Saturday, August 22nd from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Riverside University High School. It's free and fun for the entire family, featuring great music, community resources, family activities, and back-to-school support to help students get ready for a successful school year. Interested in volunteering? Visit The Truth's website at 1017thetruth.com to complete the volunteer form by emailing sierra.brown@milwaukeeblackmedia.com. That's Sierra, C-I-E-R-R-A. Bring the whole family and experience one of Milwaukee's favorite community celebrations. Truth Family Fest, Saturday, August 22nd from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Special thanks to Educators Credit Union, American Family Insurance, Milwaukee Public Schools, Artists Working in Education, the City of Milwaukee Department of Community Wellness and Safety, and Ascension for helping make this event possible.
Welcome, Black Truth Nation. You know, former Butts, Larry Sanders.
Yeah.
He partnered with a local business for a community initiative.
That's nice.
And we do have a clip. We do have a clip for that from Fox 6. And once our producer knows that we're ready to roll, we'll play that clip. You ready? All right. So, and great morning to you, Xavier. Love you.
Good morning, Xavier.
Hope you had a great weekend as well. You probably went to that rally. But anyway. I shouldn't have poked the bear. I ain't gonna poke the bear. But
you're wrong for that, Homer.
I know. That's why
you're a bear poker.
I repented. You're like, you ain't do nothing to me.
Right.
That's the look you get. So we're gonna play this so you'll be familiar with this local business initiative, community initiative.
Yes.
That former Bucks player Larry Sanders did or is doing.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we play it now.
Today, familiar face back in Milwaukee. It's former Bucks forward Larry Sanders, who stepped away from the NBA more than a decade ago. Now he's back in Milwaukee with a new mission. Sanders says his return is focused on community outreach as well as mental health advocacy. After spending his first five NBA seasons with the Bucks, he left the league in 2015, citing struggles with his mental health. And since then, Sanders has become an advocate for mental health awareness. He says he wants to bring that message back to a city he still calls home.
I felt a lot of support here when I played, when I left, and wanted to, you know, get the things that I've gathered and return it back to the city, you know, show my appreciation for the support they've given me.
Sanders' first initiative was a community collaboration event with Broke Life Clothing in downtown Milwaukee today. The event just wrapped up at the top of the hour. But Sanders says his return is not just for this weekend. He hopes it marks the beginning of a long-term commitment to communities across the Milwaukee area.
You know, that's something very, very important because, you know,
yes,
there are a lot of people that are dealing with it. And when someone, you know, comes out and publicly says it,
yeah,
it's like a lot of other things that I think people need to be more vocal about,
mm-hmm,
that they may be going through.
Right.
Because, you know, on the outside, for a lot of other people, it looks like everything is great.
Everything's
and
fine.
And people mask it very well.
Yeah.
They mask their stress levels. They
mm-hmm
mask their depression.
Right.
They mask their mental health. And a lot of people probably could have got some kind of help.
Yeah.
If they wouldn't have kept the mask on until
it went to, you know, the point of no return.
Right.
And they decided to, you know, deal with it a way that they thought, well, this is what I need to do. And
right.
It's like, no, you didn't need to go that route.
Yeah.
And to actually go get the help that they need. There is help out here.
Right.
You know, we know that there are some struggles, but there are some people who care.
Right.
And there are some people who have created different organizations to help people. And some people that may not be insured to get the mental health services that they need from other places. I know our county exec, David Crowley, he has a Milwaukee County mental health clinics like around the city.
Right, around the city.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And you can do walk-ins, you know what I'm saying? You can call in or you can come and do a walk-in.
Yeah.
And the hours that they're open, I mean, they're designed to be kind of like open and you can go in, try to see somebody to help you, or you may be walking around undiagnosed, but you know you feel in some kind of way.
Yeah.
And you're always feeling this way. You're always, you know, feeling like, I don't want to do nothing. I don't want this. I don't want to do that.
And that's a form of, can be considered a form of depression.
Absolutely.
You know.
Absolutely. And so it's important that we take care of us.
Or I should say a sign of depression.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And so for him to open up about his own issues,
right,
you know what I'm, which we you know, have heard about. If you know Larry Sanders,
I thought it was great that he was coming back to support the Milwaukee area in that, because you don't find a lot of people doing that.
That's
especially
right.
Like professional ball players.
Absolutely.
So
absolutely.
For him to come back and be supporting, you know, a mental health situation, that's a good person.
Real talk.
Good guy.
So
very thoughtful.
Salute to you, bro.
Yeah.
Salute to you and everybody from Milwaukee and the community that will be able to be blessed by just another person showing that they care.
Right.
And they give a damn.
Right.
And they came black to do it.
Yeah.
You know?
Absolutely.
So he didn't have to.
He didn't have to.
He didn't have to. He ain't leaking, as they would say, money wise. He ain't leaking. He good.
He trying to help y'all out.
So for him to come black, you know,
that's
a whole situation.
Yeah.
Another thing that, you know, I alluded to, we had talked about last week, where the 911.
Oh, yeah.
Two 911 operators were.
Well, I noticed something, too. I noticed the update you're about to talk about. But I also noticed, you know, last week they were saying it took like 3 hours for them to get there, right?
Mm-hmm.
So now they dialing it back and say, well, it was 2 hours and 30 minutes.
Right.
It don't.
Right.
It's 3 hours. It's 2 hours and 30 minutes. It's like this woman got beat and all kinds of other things allegedly. And y'all should have been there as soon as possible. You mean to tell me as soon as possible for this situation was 2 hours and 35 minutes or whatever? Hmm. Come on now.
That was crazy. Like, I don't know. I'd be calling somebody and be like, look, y'all need to, I'm going to retain somebody.
Yeah.
Because that was just
unacceptable.
And
that's ridiculous.
It should be unacceptable for anybody, but she's
99. So what was they thinking?
You know what I'm
her
saying?
Her little bias, life alert that, her life
and,
alert
and that,
don't count.
Like it don't, like that don't
Like
work.
That don't mean nothing. If she's 99, she needs one of those.
Right.
You know? You need to go by that. You need to utilize that.
And
that's
she,
what they're for.
Right. And she did that.
Looks like she did it a few times.
Yeah.
And that was they was saying something about they had the thing on hold or something. Oh, you know what?
Listen.
They should be off with no checks.
Public Enemy, Flavor Flav, wrote a song about it.
911 is a joke.
You know, and it's
he
crazy.
Sure did. That's the name of the song.
Yeah, it's crazy. And you know, Bailey, you would be surprised. Well, maybe you wouldn't, but I was surprised because I know some 911 operators. And shout out to all of the 911 operators
that
are doing your job and you take it serious.
Yes, it'll do
your job.
It's
serious.
Yeah.
But, Bailey, do you realize if we, I don't know, well, this anonymous person talked about this story here that we're going to talk about, but you'd be amazed with how many people call 911 for things they could have called the non-emergency number.
Yeah,
for.
Yeah.
And really, they could have called their own cousin or their, right, their son or daughter.
People be.
It's people that call 911 because they can't find their remote.
Yeah, I know.
For they remote.
That's your cousin then.
Yeah. For they remote.
For their remote.
And just
yes.
other things, you know.
Just stupid stuff. Just,
yeah.
Oh, yeah. I see it all the time. When I tell you, I see it all the time.
Okay. You see it all the time.
I see it all the time.
Yeah, so. And
I ain't no 911 worker, but I see it.
And then I guess the other thing, so that should never happen, right?
Right.
That should never happen. But then we got so many situations that are going on in our city that are emergencies.
Right.
When you think of all of the shots fired calls.
Right.
I used to do a roll call on Keep It Real, the next level, just talking about all of the 911 calls
yeah.
that they got.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, and they have to go and respond to those calls.
Yes, they do.
So here when you have a sense of urgency, and it's just like at a hospital.
Yeah.
You go to the ER?
Yeah, they go triage you.
Yes.
And that's what happens when people call in. They're supposed to find out, okay, what level of emergency
yes.
is this?
Yes.
You know?
And you could be sitting there and be like, yes, yeah, it's some blood showing, but is it chest pains? Is it this?
Right.
You know, and they have to kind of go accordingly.
Exactly. It happens the same when you go into, like, the emergency room mm-hmm. at the hospital.
Right.
They look and go, okay, let's see. I got a prime example. So my baby, this is. Kendall was a baby,
mm-hmm.
and he ate some nuts that he wasn't supposed to eat, and
okay.
he had
allergic.
He was
reaction.
Allergic. He had an allergic reaction.
Mm-hmm.
We go in there. Across from us, it was St. Joe's. So we go in there in the emergency room, and across from us is a guy that's been shot in the hand. Now I'm thinking they gonna take him first for real.
Yeah.
No, they didn't. They came out and got Kendall. And I was like, oh, but he could go? No, he can't go. Your son's having an allergic reaction, and he might not be able to breathe, you know, because his eyes
right,
are swollen.
Right, right, right.
He might not be able to breathe. We know what's going on with him. Come on. So, I was like, wow.
So the shot person, he going to be all right.
That's basically what they said.
We got to
take.
We
all right.
We got to take care of some bills. We're going to figure this out.
In his hand. He was shot in his hand.
We're going to play this clip and find out what this anonymous person.
Yeah, had to say.
Yeah, yeah, you know. But some, I don't know. I ain't going to even say it. I ain't going to say it. Okay. I'll talk about it when we come back.
I did.
You're listening to the award-winning 101.7 FM, The Truth. This is Truth in the Morning. We got to take care of these bills. We'll be black.
Truth in the Morning returns after this on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube. You are listening to Truth in the Morning on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube.
Welcome, Black Truth Nation, Truth in the Morning. When we went to break, we were talking about the 911. And we'd like to hear from you. Do you have a 911 story? Like, you know, like,
right.
Yeah, I called and they put me on hold.
Right.
And I didn't really believe that. You know, I heard it in the song, you know what I'm saying? All
right.
The different things that Flavor Flav was alluding
right.
to.
Right.
But there are people that actually get put on hold.
Yes, people get put on hold.
I didn't know. I just
if you're not called up with a legitimate emergency, then I think they will put you on hold, especially if they have other things that are coming in that they can see, you know, are legitimate emergencies, right?
Yeah.
If you somebody calling in and you messing around and you playing.
Okay. So do we have to put out a list of legitimate emergencies?
I mean, I
think I know.
I mean, you know when people call it to say, my cat's in the tree?
Yeah.
Can y'all come get it out?
They used to do that, though.
They did.
We got this clip, so we'll bring you into the fold of what we're talking about. There was a Milwaukee 911 investigation as it's continuing. An anonymous employee speaks out. And let's find out what they feel
what they
the
got
issue
to say.
Is. Our producer, Xavier, if you can play that clip right now from Fox 6.
Answer every call for help. But when a 99-year-old woman needed help recently and call takers could hear her being physically threatened, Milwaukee police officers didn't arrive until 2.5 hours later.
This week, the City Department of Emergency Communications will be investigating exactly what went wrong. Tonight, Sam Kramer is hearing from employees who worked inside the department.
911, what is your emergency?
This is Viz National Emergency Center Operator 20314. I currently have my caller on hold. There is an ongoing domestic violence issue.
Within 12 seconds, a third-party answering service told a call taker at the City of Milwaukee's Department of Emergency Communications a woman was in danger.
Wait, did they ever confirm that there was a physical fight, or you're just hearing what you believe is a physical fight going on?
I can take them on hold and you can hear too.
No, I'm asking, did you ever speak to them? Did they ever confirm to you?
No, no voice contact.
What was going on?
No voice contact.
Minutes later, a second call taker did hear it. Still, police and fire did not respond until more than 2.5 hours later, when the 99-year-old victim picked up the phone herself.
I've been attacked. I need help.
Only then, when call takers at the department heard from the victim directly, did an employee elevate the call to require an immediate response. That delay launched an internal investigation. It's also caused frustration among current employees.
Why are you talking to us? Let's start with that.
Because I see an issue within the workplace.
We agreed to conceal this person's identity and voice because we're concerned about jeopardizing their job. But they felt strongly the public needs to know. So I asked them how they would have handled this differently.
Looking at that and trying to put myself in that moment, I would have called my supervisor immediately. You know, I understand that, you know, I know that we can only enter it as a certain call type. I would have called my supervisor and said, hey, I need you to listen to this. This is, you know, I know that they're not seeing this. It's third party, but you've got to listen to this. It seems like it might be bigger than what it is, and it's been sitting, you know, we need to get somebody out there. I would have definitely pushed it through to my supervisor and said, it needs to be looked at.
In the City of Milwaukee, 911 calls are answered by employees known as Universal Call Takers, or UCTs. Think of them as triage. It's their job to get the details, your location, a callback number, generally figure out what's going on before they pass that call to either a police dispatcher or a fire dispatcher so that they can send the appropriate response.
The employee we spoke with says they think call takers are too focused on moving the calls to dispatch, helping meet national standards for response times, when they should be focused on the information.
I could tell by the text that's entered in these calls as they're being sent over that we're not asking the questions effectively in the right order. We're just kind of, it's more of a conversation, and they're not getting the meat of who we're going to, what's going on, how long ago this happened, where did it happen. You know, we're not asking those questions. We're just focused on getting the call in, and a lot of times it leads to a strain on resources because we're entering calls incorrectly and having to send them as high priority when UCTs could ask more questions to get the information.
Earlier this week,
Yeah, you know what? Unfortunately, in my opinion, Bailey, and for those of you who are watching on YouTube or Facebook Live, that employee is fired by now. And this was a Fox 6 News report.
Wait,
go ahead, ask me how.
How could they know who it was?
Do you know how they use cameras? That garage, he should have been, or she should have been, in a dark space.
In a dark room?
I saw the whole garage. I'm going to ride through the alleys and figure that out. I'm going to find out who the hell it is by just riding through the alleys. They got sanitation workers that ride and be like, that's my route. And then all they got to do is go to the garage right across from it. That was ignorant. That was an ignorant, anonymous interview.
So you say they knew they was black?
I don't know. Whatever color they are, but they are. They is. I'm just so frustrated. That was the worst anonymous. Truth Nation, let me know. Would y'all figure it out? It ain't going to be too many fences that look like that. The garage across the street. I was damn near looking for the address on the garbage can. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm going to figure it out.
I'm going to figure it out.
Listen, I'm going to put an all call out to all the sanitation workers. You go through that alley. Let me know what's... Yeah, and whoever... That was the worst. I'm sorry. That was the worst anonymous. I know we're talking about the other part of it, but that was the worst. That was the worst anonymous. You sitting there in your garage.
You need to be like how they do...
Looking at the other garage.
Dateline.
Yeah.
Dark room.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, dude, like, close your garage door. Put a black sheet up or something. But you... Sitting there looking at the garage right across. I'll figure it out, City of Milwaukee. I know. I'm sorry. You find the line off. Order on the anonymous. You're fired. You'll be fired. You're probably fired now. You've probably been called in. Bruh, sis, whoever you were. We got to get ready to take care of some bills. We'll come back and talk a little bit more.
You're crazy.
That was the worst anonymous interview I've seen.
Ain't nobody else going to call in for the anonymous, huh?
Not that kind. Please. Black screen me something. I don't care. No. They had his whole garage door up. And I'm looking at it. It ain't going to take long to figure that out. Somebody's going to be like, that's down the street from me. And then it's over.
Hey.
Like, listen.
That's our neighbor.
Yeah.
Hey.
You're fired. I'm sorry. You're listening to Truth in the Morning on the award-winning 101.7 FM The Truth. We got to take care of these bills. He fired. Or she fired. We'll be black.
Truth in the Morning returns after this on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube.